You don't have to read about the statistics on obesity. You can see it everywhere. Dr. Regis Fernandez is a cardiologist at Luther Middleford Clinic in Eau Claire. He's alarmed at the 74% increase in obesity in the last 10 years.
And the most frightening statistic is that the larger amount of increase in obesity was not in older adults that we would expect an older person doing less physical activity, but the larger increment of the 74% was in young adults aging 18 to 24, and even younger than that.
That means those, for example, who consume calories in front of a computer may unknowingly be the next generation of patients with heart disease or diabetes. But it's not fair to blame young people if the adults around them set the example, according to Beth Lucas. She's a nutritionist with the Eau Claire City County Health Department.
It just cracks me up when people say that kids are more sedentary and that, you know, how do we get them to be more active? If you know kids, they want to be active. It's something that we almost train them to do, is to sit down in front of the television and sit down in front of the computer. It's not something ingrained in them.
But Lucas says instead of increasing physical activity, people of all ages often turn to widely publicized diets.
Which is fine in the short term because, yes, you're restricting calories, you're actually burning more than you're taking in. But what happens then when you go off that? Because these things aren't something that you can sustain for the rest of your life. You haven't really learned how to change your behaviors. And so once you go off of that and go back to your normal behaviors, what do people do? They tend to put their weight back on, and they rebound back even further.
Physicians admit obesity is a touchy subject with patients. Even though the diet-only approach to weight loss may be necessary right away in the case of heart disease or diabetes, a Marshfield Clinic family practice physician says it's finding effective long-term solutions that have physicians puzzled.
I'm not here saying that we're terribly effective at getting people to change behaviors.
Consequently, Dr. Jeff Shepik says the community might be the answer. Right now, he says there are 40 organizations already involved in promoting healthier living in the Eau Claire area. He and Beth Lucas are part of the Healthy Lifestyles Alliance that's just started brainstorming alternatives. Shepik says the effort could include encouraging restaurants to have healthier menu items, or increasing the number of outdoor activities that attract kids away from the computer. He says if it works, there'll be encouragement everywhere for those trying to improve their shape and health.
So they know when they leave the office or they leave school or work, there's other people that are willing to help them and work with them.
But it will be a challenge to change exercise and other lifestyle patterns when the diet industry has exploded. Dr. Fernandez says there are 1,200 weight loss books on the market, most of them written in the last 5 years. He says the good part of that is dieters spurred on to try a new plan become aware of what they're eating. The bad part is most go back to their old habits within a year. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.